Right. Welcome to another episode. We'll see how this goes because I'm not in my normal location and I am a little bit worried about the sound quality, as always. I am in Sydney in my hotel room. It is a Sunday evening and I just saw 444, which is very interesting because the topic of this podcast is my relationship with the universe. And why I believe it always has my back. So I got this idea off one of my lovely clients who suggested it when I did an Instagram Q&A of what you want to hear about more on my podcast. And I just saw 44 again. How crazy. I love it. I love the universe. I love how it works. I love flowing with the universe. I love co-creating with the universe. And if you don't believe in it, then maybe don't listen to this podcast because you might think I'm crazy. And I would have thought I was crazy maybe 10 years ago, you know? Like, I have a scientific mind, I have an analytical brain. I question everything. I don't even trust my doctor. Like, I don't trust most doctors, you know? So, the reason I believe so strongly in the universe is because there is science around it. And if you do your research, look into Greg Braden, Bruce Lipton, Joe Dispenza, they are scientists who are kind of bridging the gap between science and spirituality. They have done lots of research and just look into them. So they have helped me really solidify my belief, I guess, but I started believing maybe 5 years ago now when I kind of had a bit of an awakening and started testing things for myself and playing games with the universe and experimenting and asking and then receiving and asking and getting just surprised by how it actually works, and it does actually work if you know what you're doing and if you know how to read the signs, look out for them, and kind of get rid of all your current beliefs and don't go with logic and use your intuition instead. And it takes a lot, not a lot, but you know, you have to learn how to do that. So anyway, I am very spiritual. I don't really share a lot on my other social media. Like, I mention the universe and stuff in passing, but I don't really, you know, talk about it daily. But yeah, I pretty much am living my life now, co-creating with the universe. I communicate with the universe every day, and I love it. Like, life has just got so much easier since I started doing this, because I believe I am guided. I am being guided always. I am always being protected. I always have more than enough. And I'm always in the right place at the right time for me. Everything is always working out for me. And everything is always happening at the most perfect time for me. And when you start to believe that, like really believe that, everything just gets easy, even the hard times. Like, there are still hard times, and I have had a really hard time this year. Like, in February, it was a terrible month for me, and I knew it. Like, I knew something was up, and basically, the universe was putting a lot of resistance my way because it wanted me out of where I was living. And so the universe is always looking out for you. It's always guiding you in the right direction. And if you are willing to listen and use your intuition and let it guide you, let your intuition guide you, then you'll always be led in the right direction and things just get easier. And when you flow with the universe, things are easy. When you kind of go against the universe and start using your logic and overthinking things, that's when often things get hard because you're not going in the right direction. You're not meant to be there. And so the universe is bringing in all the signs to try and guide you out of it. And then if you don't listen, eventually it will just bring in a tower moment to force you to get out, kind of thing, of that situation. So what did I want to say next? I don't plan any of these episodes, by the way, because that's another thing I have learned. Obviously, you have to plan some things and have a like rough kind of guide. But in your life, I think the more you try and plan things, the more you limit yourself. And if you plan less, like know what you want and have an idea, but be open to it happening in different ways, because you can't see ahead and you can't see what is actually best for you a lot of the time. You might think that something is best for you, but the universe usually has other ideas and a better plan, but you can't see it. So you have to be open to creating space for that to come in. So I don't like planning a lot, especially with my day-to-day life now. Like I have a guide of what work I need to get done, but then everything else, I kind of just go with the flow. And if I'm in the mood to make a podcast, I will sit down and the words will flow through me and it will just come out easily. And if I sit down because I think I should make one because it's been a week and I really want to do them weekly, and if the words aren't coming out, if I'm stuffing up my words, if I can't, like it's just not working and I'm not feeling it, as long as I've tried, I'm happy just to let it go and be like, okay, it's not meant to be this time. And that's the same with the gym and stuff, right? Like, you should always get there or have a plan to go on this day, stick to the plan, and go. But if you're really not feeling like it when you're there, then you know, you can call it quits. But you have to make sure you're not just being lazy, not just procrastinating, not just putting it off and making excuses. That's why getting yourself there, and for me, sitting down. So I did try and make a podcast last night, and it just wasn't coming out, like it wasn't working. And so I was like, okay, it's not meant to be tonight. We'll try again tomorrow. And that's fine. Anyway, so funny thing. I have been playing games with the universe recently. So I've come to Sydney 4 times this year, which is a lot. Like it's only May and I've already been to Sydney. This is my 4th trip. I love it. Like I get inspired when I move about, when I'm in a different environment, I get more creative and I love just sitting in a hotel room and kind of being blinded, like not knowing what is going on the outside and just focusing, hyper-focusing on some work things. So at the moment, I'm really trying to do some work on my business because, you know, when you have your own business, it's easy to spend all your time working in the business, but you have to work on it as well. So I've came here to Sydney to do some work on my business. And being in a different environment is going to give me some inspiration. And it's just, I won't be in my regular routine, you know? So I won't be kind of distracted by regular life. And yeah. Anyway, so I've been playing games with the universe and I have a lot of fun doing this. And one of the things I've been doing recently, when I come to Sydney, I ask the universe for a free trip from the airport, because the Sydney train from the airport into the city is quite expensive. And I like it's fine, but it's, you know, it's fun to try and get little things for free, right? So that's what I've been doing, and it works. Like, not always, because I'm not clear enough, but, or sometimes I just don't care enough, I think. Like, I don't really want it, but. One time recently, I put it out there and I ended up getting a free Uber ride back to the airport because I walked downstairs and there was a girl leaving at the same time as me. And I walked out the door and she's like, "Oh, I'm getting an Uber. Are you heading to the airport? You can jump in mine." And I was like a little bit hesitant because I thought that was, I don't know, I don't trust anyone, you know. But then she kind of talked me into it and I felt that it was okay. And I was like, okay, well, maybe this is the universe giving me my free ride to the airport. So I took it and it all went fine. And the same thing happened yesterday. So yesterday I arrived in Sydney from the Gold Coast and I asked for a free ride while I was flying. I asked for a free ride into the city from the airport. And what happened, I was not clear enough, right? This is the thing with the universe. You have to ask for what you want and believe that you will get it, but you have to be very clear with what you want, because otherwise the universe will give it to you in whatever way it thinks is okay. So I got to the airport yesterday. There were no trains running and I was like, this is interesting. This has never happened before. I must be meaning to get another source of transportation into the city. So I don't even have Uber on my phone. So that's not really ever an option in my brain. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to have to go get this bus that it, like, the sign directed me to a bus because the trains were closed, right? So I went to the bus stop and basically got a bus into the city, and it was free because I didn't tap on, and the guy at the bus stop said you didn't have to tap on, so I didn't, and it was a free trip into the city. So that was very fun. It was not an ideal situation though, because I get bus sick, and the Gold Coast buses are fine because they're air conditioned, and if I have like cold air blowing in my face, I'm fine. But when it's stuffy, like the Sydney bus was yesterday, it is such a struggle for me. I had to like really focus on keeping my eyes into the horizon, or above the horizon, I think you're meant to. And like, I just focused on my breathing and step by step got myself to the city without feeling sick. So that was fun. Anyway, what else? So that is kind of some of the games I play with the universe, and I encourage you to as well. I also ask for signs, and I think this is the first kind of communication I had with the universe, I guess, was me asking for a sign. So I was in the USA, I was in LA, and I was sitting in a Barnes & Noble, and I think this is my first ever kind of real experience with the universe myself. Like, I had read bits about it before, I had started watching videos about it, but I had never actually experienced it for myself. So I was sitting in this Barnes & Noble and I was reading a book, and I can't remember the name of the book. I guess it doesn't matter. All I remember is in that book, it said to ask for a sign and you'll get the sign. And so I started playing the game. Like, I asked for a sign and my question was, am I where I'm meant to be? And the sign I asked for was a unicorn. And I don't know why I asked for a unicorn, but that was the first thing that came to mind. And when you are asking for a sign, that's the key, right? Like, don't overthink it. Just the first thing that comes to mind, that is your sign for the question that you have. And so when I was walking out, like, I ended up going down an aisle, and what do you know? I saw a book with a unicorn on it. Like, already I got my sign, you know, and I was where I was meant to be at that time for many reasons that unfolded in that trip. But it's just crazy how it works. So now my sign, like, a unicorn is my sign for I'm where I'm meant to be. And it's kind of just confirmation, because I believe I'm always in the right place at the right time for me. But then sometimes you worry, sometimes you question yourself. So then I ask for the sign, a unicorn, and I pretty much always get it. So another sign that I get is numbers. So angel numbers, I see them all the time and they all have different meanings for me. And that's the thing, you've got to like test it out, and you can look up what they mean, but they can have certain meanings just for you. So I always see 555 before I'm about to move. And what else? I've been seeing 888 a lot recently, which is cool because that's abundance. And 555 is usually some kind of change. But yeah, you just gotta look into things and start playing games, testing it out, and have fun with it, you know? Another time I've asked for a sign, and this is actually quite funny looking back on it. So I had a full-time job for a while whilst I was, after university, I had a full-time job, like a normal full-time job. That was before I decided to do a personal training course and start working in a gym. And at one point I was doing the full-time job and personal training, and I knew I was coming up to the time where I was going to have to quit my full-time job and just go into personal training. And it was really scary, but I was starting to get signs that it was time. And if I didn't do it myself, I knew something would happen so that I would just maybe get fired or, you know, be forced to leave and be pushed into the gym full time. So what happened was I had a work computer that was a laptop, and I had it at home one Friday night, and for some reason was doing some work with a glass of wine, and I spilt the wine all over the computer. Like, it's just crazy how direct, like, the wine just went just onto the keyboard, nowhere else, like all of it just onto the keyboard. It was a sign that it was time to buy my own computer and set my business up on that and like do my own thing on my own computer. Because at that point I had been using this work laptop for my own business stuff as well as work, like the full-time job work. So I took that as a sign. It was time to buy my own computer and start getting ready for actually quitting this full-time job. And it's so funny because a few months later, I kept that laptop. I put it in rice because I've heard that rice helps to absorb stuff. So I was really hoping that it would work after a few days of sitting in rice, and it didn't. So like it literally wouldn't charge, wouldn't turn on. And I was like, oh my goodness. So it got to a few months later and it was time for me to go and have that meeting with my boss and quit. And I was so nervous. So got to that time and I went to test the computer. I had bought my own by that stage, and I noticed that the charger worked again, or something worked, or it started charging and it hadn't charged before. So I noticed it was charging when I tried. I don't even know why I decided to test it. But anyway, I was like, wow, does this mean it's going to work? And I don't have to, at that point, I hadn't told my boss that I broke the computer. So I turned it on and it turned on. And it was like nothing had happened. Everything worked perfectly. And I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. So I really feel like the wine thing and it not working forced me to go get my computer, get ready to leave, set me up to leave. And then it came back on and worked again. So then I didn't have to worry about, you know, handing back a broken laptop. I just handed back a laptop that worked again. And so when I was having that meeting with my boss as well, I was so nervous, and we were out at lunch and I had just done a big presentation at a event. So that was also nerve-wracking. It was my first public speaking kind of situation. And we were going out as a team. The job I worked for, it was a very small team. There was three of us that were attending this lunch, my boss, colleague, and me. And I said to the universe, if this is the right time for me to tell my boss that I want to quit, or was planning to, then you will give me the space to be able to communicate that to him, because I didn't want to do it while the colleague was there. And what do you know? The colleague had to leave the lunch early because he had to go, he was Muslim and had to go pray. And so he ended up going to pray. I was left alone with my boss, and there we go. It, I ended up having that talk with him. I was so nervous, but I felt so free and it just felt right. And afterwards, it felt right. And I felt excited. I felt scared, but excited, mostly excited to go and do my own thing. And yeah, I believe I've just been guided ever since. Everything has always been working out for me to get me to this point now. And I'm really excited to see what is next, because I believe that I want to do one-on-one online coaching for a long time, but I believe the universe has more in store for me. I believe I am here with a bigger mission, to help save the world from chronic disease, basically. And yeah, so I don't know what is in store for me exactly, but I just know it's going to be big and I'm excited. I'm going to continue to be guided and I'm going to continue to work hard on expanding and growing and becoming a better version of myself. And yeah, so this week I actually hired another business coach. I've had so many business coaches. I've had so many coaches. And the reason I have managed to get to this point now relatively quickly, it's only been maybe 4 or 5 years, four or 5 years, and my business is now fully online, from not knowing what I wanted to do with my life to having my dream business. Yeah, it's crazy. And the only reason that has happened, and also overcoming like a lot of limiting beliefs, a lot of insecurities, shyness, all of that. Like the fact I'm here now, I'll have to do another episode on how much I have changed and how I have actually changed, like how I have achieved that transformation within my mind, kind of thing. Because I've had so many obstacles I've had to overcome to get here, but I've done it, and I've done it relatively fast because I've had help, a lot of help, by people who know more than me, coaches, mentors. And so yeah, I've hired another, I'm part of this mastermind now, which I'm really excited for. It was a huge investment, so I'm also a little bit nervous. And you know, I understand, like, I'm a coach, but because I have coaches, I understand what it feels like to take that leap and to invest in yourself massively. And I've never regretted it to date, so I don't think I'm gonna regret it this time either, but this is the most I've ever paid for a coach, basically. All my income at the moment pretty much goes towards coaching. I have a fitness coach, I have a private mentor teaching me all about the body health, gut health, blood chemistry, anti-aging, all of that. And then now I have a business coach as well to help me take my business to that next level, whatever that is. And I don't know what it is exactly right now, but I just know it's going to keep expanding and I'm really excited for it. So yeah, we will see. You can continue to watch me grow, and I'm really excited to take you on the journey and to share more about where I'm at, what I'm learning, and more about the universe as well, I guess. But I think that is all I wanted to say for today. If you have any questions, check out my website, coachjodie.com. I'll put that in the description, and that has links to my email and my Instagram and my YouTube and everything else. And you can contact me from there anytime as well. So I hope you enjoyed, and I will, I guess, talk to you in the next episode.